Your attention, please. The lid is on.
Hello, I'm Deanne Penn, and welcome to the latest episode of The Lid Is On, a podcast series from United Nations Radio in New York. Now, you're probably wondering what The Lid Is On means. Well, when that announcement is broadcast around UN headquarters here in Manhattan, it's a sign that the Secretary General's work, at least as it concerns staff in this building, is over for the day. At some point later, we'll probably introduce you to our colleague Marlene from the UN spokesperson's office. She's the voice behind the phrase, the lid is on. But today we'll be listening to other voices, angry voices. That's because on this episode of the podcast, we'll hear why some angry birds have taken aim at the United Nations. And we'll also find out what happens when three talented comedians walk into the UN to discuss the serious business of climate change and protecting the planet. No doubt many of you are fans of Angry Birds, the animated game you can download as an app and play on your mobile phone. The game involves taking cute, colorful cartoon birds, plopping them into slingshots, and firing them at various targets. It's pretty addictive. The Angry Birds will be flying off your phone and into cinemas worldwide when Sony Pictures Entertainment releases the Angry Birds movie later this year. In the animated film, the flock fends off some shady green pigs that have come to their sanctuary, Bird Island. It also explains why the birds are angry. But before hitting the big screen, a few of the foul-tempered fowls landed at UN headquarters to celebrate the International Day of Happiness on the 20th of March.
The Angry Birds are here at the United Nations to support climate action for a happy planet.
The Angry Birds have joined with the UN to encourage people everywhere to do their part to address climate change and ensure a sustainable future. The campaign, hashtag Angry Birds Happy Planet, encourages simple actions such as using public transportation, bringing your own bag to the supermarket, and conserving water.
I have the honor of introducing the incredibly talented stars of the Angry Birds movie, Jason Sudeikis, Maya Rudolph, and Josh Gad.
Hundreds of teenagers in the UN General Assembly Hall were on hand for the rollout. Here's UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in the public service announcement for the campaign.
I have been talking with my friend Red, and he's angry.
I don't think I have an anger issue. I think you got an anger issue.
Many things make us mad.
The UN chief has become buddies with one of the most well-known of the angry birds, the round red one known as Red. He's appointed Red as an honorary ambassador for Green. Red is now on a virtual world tour to raise awareness about climate change. The tour ends in New York on the 22nd of April. That's when world leaders will be at UN headquarters to sign the Paris Agreement on Climate Change, which seeks to limit global temperature rise to below 2 degrees Celsius. In the Angry Birds movie, Red is voiced by actor Jason Sudeikis.
Red starts out angry. When we find Red, he is sarcastic, he is angry, he is upset, and he is around Bird Island, a number of his fellow birds that are anything but angry, and so that just makes him even more angry.
Ooh, spoiler alert.
Yeah, no, come on, that's not bad. That's not bad. There's a little mystery there.
The other guy you hear is Josh Gad, another star of the film. Perhaps you recognize his voice as that of Olaf from the animated movie Frozen. Josh tells us about his Angry Bird character, a triangle-shaped troublemaker called Chuck.
I play Chuck. Chuck is a yellow bird who's a speed demon. His mouth can't keep up with his thoughts, and each of these characters expresses anger in a different way, and Chuck is more of like an anarchist.
In the movie, birds with bad attitudes get help from Matilda, a white, wide-eyed mother hen voiced by Maya Rudolph.
Yes, I'm a sort of an anger management coach, and I help those birds that have issues with anger to deal with their anger and try to work on their anger. And I'm pretty happy.
Pretty effective at it.
Yeah.
You're really good. You, Maya, are really good at that.
Well, I'm also an anger management coach in real life.
Right.
Jason, Josh, and Maya are all well-known actors and comedians in the United States, where they're from. In fact, they're among the funniest people in the USA. That's one of the reasons we invited them to the UN Radio Studios, and I stress UN Radio Studios, you'll understand why later, to tell us more about how the Angry Birds are making the planet a happier place.
It's nice to be here with you all.
Mm. Great to have you, Maya. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gant.
I'm Josh Gant.
Hi, Josh.
I'm friends with Maya Rudolph.
And I'm
lucky.
Yeah.
And once you two are done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're finished.
Sure, no, we're done.
I'm Jason Sudeikis. And I'm very lucky to be here.
Thank you all. And now, is this your first time at the United Nations?
It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the United Nations enough that I came before for an actual proper tour many years ago because I care about good causes.
Unlike
my colleagues to my right and my left,
I just haven't gotten here
before. I took the time to
come
and visit. I didn't wait for an invitation for Angry Birds. I was actually like, I'm going to be a good citizen and go see you.
I gotta be honest, I did wait.
Right. Yeah, I waited.
How about
too.
You, Jason? You waited too?
I did, but I do have the Lego architecture series of the building that I think is great.
Great.
So in a way, I kind of built the place.
I have the game.
You have the United Nations game?
The video game.
Well, since you built the place then, I'm glad we've got you here.
Looks good.
You.
No, it's good. Well, it's
really
holding up nicely.
You did a really
it's
good
amazing.
Job.
Brick by brick.
And of course, now you're here with Angry Birds, and you're helping the UN to encourage young people to take action on climate change. Tell us about that. Starting with you, Jason?
Yeah, well, I mean, what makes all the sense in the world, right? That an animated movie would bring, you know, three chuckleheads like us into the United Nations and that they would let us in.
Right.
We didn't even go through security.
Don't say that. Don't.
No, it's important to know. It's important to know.
One's a chucklehead. Always a chucklehead.
Yeah, we're here. Also Red from Angry Birds, the character that I happen to be the voice of, we all own him a little bit. Was made ambassador of the International Day of Happiness. Once you get through the anger, a lot of times it's happiness on the
That's
other
right.
side.
Bing, bang, boom.
It may be a whole day of it internationally.
Very excellent.
Yeah.
I think all of us, you know, now that we're all parents, we consider global warming to be, I'll answer the question properly
Please.
Since
so
you
far,
just didn't
so
care. I'll consider global warming to be an extreme threat facing, you know, Mother Nature. And I think that we have to do everything that we can to stop it. And the United Nations was kind enough to invite us all to do this today. And I think that Jason isn't for good causes usually, but this was one that even won you over.
This is one,
correct?
This is one I was okay with, yeah.
He's a real Scrooge when it comes to good causes.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. He believes in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. When someone takes the time to explain something to me slowly and have it done through a cartoon bird, I'm usually on board.
Yeah.
I'm all ears.
I got it. I got that.
You know, Woody Woodpecker was talking about, you know, back in the 70s about, you know, feminism. I was like, yeah, that makes sense to me now.
Cartoons do teach kids,
they
right?
They sure do. No, it does make sense, though, that something that's been downloaded a billion times, putting something beyond just the wonderful waste of time that any of our, you know, games can be on our phone, that, you know, you marry that to a worthwhile cause and, you know, get the word out.
Yeah, because it's a dialogue that's important to have. And I think anytime something feels friendly and feels connective, it's just so important to make more and more dialogues about something that make awareness of this something that is a regular thing and that people actually feel like we shouldn't stop talking about climate change, that it is in fact something that's a responsibility for all of us, and we shouldn't think of it as people supporting it as opposed to our duty as humans on this planet at this point.
I think what's so frustrating is that it's the one thing that really should not be politicized.
Yeah.
There's no place for politics when you're talking about saving the Earth, you know, making the planet inhabitable, and I hope that we can get past that so that we can actually start engaging in change.
And not wear helmets.
To breathe. Is that a thing that's going to happen?
That's what happens in space times.
Yeah.
It'll be like Total Recall?
Yeah, it'll be exactly like Total Recall.
So we'll all become Schwarzenegger?
You know, one would hope.
It's a documentary, you know.
Is that right?
If I had his pecs...
It's a documentary. Okay. All right. Now, of course, Jason, as you also mentioned, too, that you're also here because of the International Day of Happiness.
Yeah.
Happiness. Who would have thought happiness in the United Nations, right? Did that come as a surprise to you?
No, not as, again, not as much as the personal invitation to come here on behalf of the film. No, nothing surprises me in this world anymore. There's enough kookiness out there that you know has caused my mouth to stay permanently on the ground in a ghast. But it makes sense to me that you know. I believe in anger as an emotion. I know I feel it, but I know when I don't feel it, and I get through it. However, I get through it, usually through, you know, speaking towards whatever's making me angry. If I'm brave enough to, you know, enter that conversation, or someone's brave enough to ask me what the heck's wrong, mm-hmm. then I always feel better at the end of it. That's probably why there's, you know, confessional booths and therapy and friends and bars and everything in between to you know, loosen these lips so we don't sink too many ships.
Yeah, we got a lot of insight into Jason's
life. I was speaking on behalf of all human beings.
No, I love bars.
Bars are the best.
Bars are the best. You guys,
I love therapy bars.
Oh.
I love granola bars, and I also love therapy.
You know what I love? Yeah. Musical bars.
Oh,
very good.
I love gold bars, guys. I mean, who can deny one?
I don't think you can deny it. I don't think
nobody
you can.
Nobody can deny, right? So
Roseanne Barr, she's great.
I love her. Yep. Bing, bang,
early
boom.
Stuff.
Well, I'd like to just sort of like try to connect the idea of, you know, a healthy planet with happiness. And if you have any thoughts related to that, like how the two relate to one another.
Both start with H.
Very good, Jason.
That's not bad.
That's good. That's really good. I'm sure that's what she was. I'm sure that's
healthiness
exactly
and happiness.
What she was looking
healthy,
for.
Healthy,
well, healthy.
Make a man
change.
Healthy, wealthy, and wise. Oh, that's not the same thing, right?
No.
Well, early to bed, early to rise?
That's no. An apple a day.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Why? It's one of those things. Keeps
doctors are our friends. We should be a little bit more welcoming.
When I'm not healthy, I'm usually in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. You end up missing stuff, so you have a horrible case
fries.
Of FOMO. Yeah, and you're not allowed to have French fries.
Mm-hmm. Not when you need to be healthy.
You know, I can't smoke one of my fancy cigars.
No.
Right.
Well, that's not healthy.
Which I don't really do anyway, but yeah. I should certainly not do
or
it
your
when
pipes.
Healthy. Or one of my fancy pipes. Right. They're bubble pipes, but they're pipes.
Like Popeye's. Like Popeye pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Like relating this to climate change, though, you have to be healthy.
Well, that too.
Yes, that is absolutely. Very true.
Do you see any connections there?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that, look, I think it's very clear that the Earth is not doing well right now. I think it's very clear that the climate keeps increasing, that every year is the hottest year on record, and we keep breaking
so
milestones. And I think that we're seeing the polar ice caps melt. And after a while, you got to look at the evidence and you got to say, oh, wait, maybe it's time to do something. Maybe the health of our planet is something that we shouldn't take for granted because it's something that we've always had for thousands of years as a species. And I hope that my children get to see the same. I hope that places that I've taken for granted are not underwater in their lifetime, to
yes.
be honest. And I think keeping the Earth healthy is it needs to be a priority.
That's
I did it, guys.
Really...
I did it on behalf of you two because you clowns weren't willing to.
Can I just say something? I feel like you are
Tell
the
me.
Most well-spoken guest that's ever been on Un-Radio.
That's it's not Un. It's not.
No, it's not radio. It's Un-Radio.
No, it's not Un-Radio. Can I just say my two favorite stations are 80s Pop and UN Radio?
Really? Thank you for the plug.
I love them.
I love their top 10.
This and Toto.
Top 100 at the end of the year.
Top 100 world issues. Yeah, we do look at them.
Right.
Okay. And now the International Day of Happiness, of course, is March 20th. And ahead of the day, we had the UN produced a World Happiness Report. And you're all American.
Yes.
Out of the 156 countries that were in the World Happiness Report ranking, United States ranked number 13.
Hey, that's
wow.
pretty
Lucky
good.
Lucky number 13.
It's coming around. This 13 again, isn't
what
it?
What were we last year?
That I don't know. But I'm sure it was around that same level. Wow. Yeah.
All right, so we still got some work to do.
What is...
Who's number one?
Yeah.
Denmark.
I knew it. The Danish don't let things get to them.
They make beautiful furniture.
I mean,
that's
Hamlet
why.
Did,
beautiful
but otherwise furniture. Nobody else really lets things get to them.
That's
they eat nice things
that's a
there.
Fight.
Everything looks very, very clean and organized, doesn't it?
What about, but we have Pharrell.
That's
we
true.
We have that song. That was
and
like,
Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah.
Those are two. Well, what do you, I guess they do too, in a way.
Well, they,
you know
yeah,
what? They belong to the world.
They're universal icons.
Yeah. Well,
I have a question for you then. I know you've only been in the UN for a couple of hours. Josh, you've been here before, though.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
In your brief time here at the United Nations, do you think it's a happy place?
I do. I think anytime you see flags flying in the air together, you know you're coming to a place with good intentions.
I agree. Yeah, also a lot of natural light. I may sound like I'm being a smart aleck there, but it is very nice. It's very beautiful.
I got a weird vibe when I walked in. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, boy.
Somebody was watching me.
Yeah, security, man.
Was that what it was?
Absolutely.
Oh, then I think it's the happiest place on earth, and I love it.
Do you always feel like somebody's watching
I do. I have this thing, even in Disneyland, to me, I'm like, it's
probably something. Your love of 80s pop.
Yeah,
I think so. It is. I think you're a big Rockwell fan.
I think the UN is an incredibly inviting place, and there's something so profound about the work that's done on humanity's behalf here that you kind of walk in and you're like, oh, wow, this is amazing that all of these minds from all over the world mm-hmm. gather together to try to help humanity.
You know what they call it around the world? Good vibes town.
Yeah.
I've never heard that expression before.
GVT? You've heard GVT.
I've heard GVT, yes.
No, GVT.
GVT, good.
No, GVT, I heard.
GIVT. A lot of people just say GIVT.
Is that a sandwich?
That's a GVT. No, that's BLT.
Oh, man.
GVT is a gluten sandwich with right. bacon and tomato.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. I forgot. Well, GVT sandwich.
It's very good.
It's delicious.
Well, of course, we spoke about climate change, and part of the UN's reasoning for bringing you guys here on Angry Birds here today, to the UN, is to sort of promote, as we mentioned, the idea of happiness, but also to connect it to the new global development goals, action on climate change, greater equality, and a more sustainable planet, basically. But, you know, the UN, of course, these are serious issues, deep issues. Mm-hmm. What role do you think comedy plays in dealing with issues like this?
Well, it allows people to relax. I think comedy can also it can be incredibly unifying, and it's a great communicative tool. And I think anytime something feels a bit more friendly, people probably want to listen more and will probably lend an ear a lot more willingly than if they feel like they've done something wrong or have to listen to a super boring speech.
Yeah, that's right. It cuts through the clutter so that you don't feel like you're being lectured at. It invites you mm-hmm. to laugh with them, and hopefully when you laugh, get a message at the same time.
Yeah. I think Mary Poppins
said it best
when she said a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Really? Did she say that?
When she sang it.
Oh,
no, that's right.
She's not a real person, by the way. She's
what
a fictional character.
No, she's...
Never mind. Clearly, I don't want to...
Clearly your household didn't have a very special magical name.
Oh, when you snap things clean up around your...
I'll talk to you off the mic. Off the mic, Jason.
You never talk to me unless we're being interviewed.
Only for Unradio.
That's right.
Sponsors are just furious.
Guys, I think you have to go to your next event.
That's not
true. I
would
love to stay here much longer with you guys.
Isn't this fun?
This was great.
Yes, it's
this
fun.
Are you guys really recording this, by the way?
I certainly hope so.
It's amazing.
This is incredible.
But
I think we should do this again.
Are these mics for sale?
I might be able to get you a discount.
They are terrific.
I'm going to tell all my friends about Unradio.
Oh, man.
And on that note, Maya Rudolph, Josh Gad, Jason Sudeikis,
thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much. Very patient person.
Yes, indeed.
Put these ominous water bottles away.
They're from Dia de los Muertos.
That was American actors Jason Sudeikis, Josh Gad, and Maya Rudolph, the voices behind the characters in the upcoming Angry Birds movie, bringing a bit of star power to UN efforts to address climate change. And that brings us to the end of another episode of The Lid Is On, a podcast from United Nations Radio in New York. I'm Deanne Penn.